7 Japan.
I'm in 4OVQ. What you up to? I'm heading up to Home Depot. I got to pick up some thin set, and then I'm heading out to Brevard here, to do a small little tile job.
Well, we fixing to head off up towards the mountains, probably up around in Cherokee, back up in there for the day, over.
What the weather says, but from what I can see right now, looks like you got a good day for it. It's cloudy, but the sun hadn't come up over the yardarm yet to burn it all off.
I think later on this evening they could be a few showers, you know, like normal. But the humidity's not supposed to be bad today. But anyway, she's gonna pack a lunch, and yesterday we went up around Whitewater Falls and just trying to find stuff to do. Over.
It's old fast. I've been I've cut back on the work significantly. So what that means is I just haven't stopped working. I just stopped working for money, and now I'm working at home on projects around the house where it costs me money. So I decided I'd go do a little tile job here. It'll just be my business partner and myself there. So we feel pretty safe doing that kind of work.
Well, you know, now that I don't work but one day a week, I have to try to find more to do than when I was working 3 days, so. But anyway, it's all good,
You say, well, when I broke my wrist here probably 6 months ago, it kind of screwed things up a little bit, and I still got a problem with my nerves, nerve damage in my wrist and what have you, so I have numb fingertips and really no strength whatsoever in that arm to, like, pick anything up and hold it or stuff like that, so I'm also kind of kicking back a little bit, hoping that's going to heal.
Well, about the same old thing here, Bob. I try to keep watching so much news, and, you know, some mornings I won't even turn it on when I get up. I'm sick of the numbers. I get tired of hearing it, so kind of. Only thing I'm real interested in is try to see the weather first thing every day and go from there, over.
Normally, if I turn on the news within about 3 to 5 minutes, I just switch over to the Three Stooges and pretty much get the same out of it, you know, because really you got the three networks and there are the Three Stooges, and it's actually, if you could put two TVs side by side, you know, and watch and listen to them both simultaneously, it'd be funny to see. It'd be like magnets, you know, with reverse polarity. The TVs would be pushing away from each other because it's you got one way and one the other way.
That's the truth. Well, I don't know. I just keep hoping one day. I did see earlier where I think South Carolina got the least cases. I don't know. You know how that crap goes. In the last few days than what it was 2 weeks ago or a week ago or whatever. But I still don't believe all the numbers anyway. Oh,
but their numbers, and I mean they're comparing us to South Korea. How South Korea's only got 305 confirmed deaths or cases or whatever. And, you know, I just got a kick out of that. It's like, well, of course, North Korea probably isn't telling the truth. But when you see the numbers start significantly dropping every single day for 2 to 3 weeks, then you have something to start to pay attention to. These numbers that they're showing now are, I don't know whether they're even accurate, to tell you the truth. So I actually just wear my mask, stay away from people, and use common sense, and I think that's all you can do. In fact, I have a mask that has a mask within the mask, so I figure that's as good as I can get.
It's about what we do. You know, just like yesterday when we went to Whitewater Falls and walking up the mountain, you know, to look at the falls. I mean, naturally, yeah, you pass people. Of course, I get over, you know, I get far enough over passing them, but I think you got to stop and talk to somebody for a little bit, but, you know, I don't think just passing, unless they just cough right in your face, over.
Lady at Ingles, the cashier, you know, and for years I've gone to that store, I mean years, and I pull out my Ingles card and I just reach over there and swipe it over their little scanner, you know, to get my gas rewards. And one Sunday morning I went in there and there was a, you know, this lady standing back there in gloves and a mask. They had the force field between us, and I reached around the force field and I scanned my Ingles card like I've done for years, okay? I didn't, it was just my arm. That lady behind there, she about went off the edge of the earth. Don't get into my space. This is my space. She went ballistic. I just looked at her and said, man, if you're that paranoid, you need to be at home. This virus ain't going to jump off my hand or my card onto you.
Exactly. Yeah, they saw it. Has issues with it like that. I know my sister and a friend of hers down in Columbia, a lady in some store said something to them, and because they didn't have a mask on at all. My sister says she's not going to wear one, but yet she's not talking to strangers. It was just her and her friend, but her friend kind of got upset with the lady. Said, look, woman, you better get away from me, and I mean get away from me now. So the lady went and got the manager, and the manager, he was just like, y'all don't pay her no attention. It's not a must that you have to wear that mask in here. It's up to you. But, and he just kind of overlooked it, oh.
That surprised me because they've got the mask mandates everywhere now, even Walmart, all the supermarkets, what have you. But you still see every now and again somebody walking in without one. And actually, yesterday I saw a guy walking down the aisle towards me. I had my mask on, and he had his mask around his neck, you know. And as soon as he saw me, he quickly pulled it up over his face, you know. And I cracked up and I laughed and I said, "Yeah, you're busted." And we laughed, and, you know, that was the end of that.
Well, I did see a while ago, too. I catch stuff as I go back and forth getting coffee out of the kitchen that I hear on the TV. But I've seen where Walmart is going to start closing at 10 o'clock now instead of 8 o'clock over.
As soon as Walmart can get away with keeping the doors open longer, they'll be doing it. Walmart's all about the money. They don't care about nothing. My daughter works for Walmart. It's the worst corporation out there. They treat their employees like total garbage.
Shoot, I hadn't been in Walmart, and I couldn't tell you when. I ain't really been nowhere, Bob. I've been wanting to go into Best Buy, and I don't know. It just ain't the same no more. I just hadn't been, you know. It's like, you know, when's this going to be over with? I just wanted to go in there and look at some stuff, especially the drone stuff. And it's just a process. And it's not like I'm going to buy something. So I say, why risk it if you're not going to buy it? Just don't go, over.
Oh, that's a personal choice. I go into stores when I need to, and I wear my mask, and I just stay away from people. I just flat out, if I'm going down an aisle and I see it, I got to go down this aisle, and there's a couple people down that aisle, I'll skip it. I'll come back in a few minutes and go down that aisle when nobody's there. You know, I go into Home Depot quite often, but I also do all of my shopping early in the morning, generally when the stores open. Right, as soon as they open, they're usually not real crowded. And go in there just like I'm doing right now. I'm actually pulling into Home Depot here. I go in and get my stuff, put my mask on, get my stuff, and get out.
Yeah, I do when we go to the grocery store. Me and Deb go in together. I'm out and back in the car before she ever gets out. I don't play with it. I know exactly what I'm going in there for. I don't stop to take the look around, decide if I want something else. I get what I'm going for, and I try to get back to the register and not be a line or whatever. And we pick those times, too, you know, early. And if we go by and we don't see many cars, we'll dart in right quick and get it over with, though.
Yep, I think that's the common sense approach. Stacy, I don't know if you're going to be around for a few minutes. I got to run into Home Depot and grab some thin set. I'll probably be about 5 minutes, and I'll be back here in a few minutes. I got to drive out to Brevard.
I'm going to be here, and unless something just comes up that I have to leave all of a sudden, I'll catch you in a few. ND7J and 4OVQ.